Thank everybody for being part and coming. This is our second time trying to record this. This got cut off the first part. So we are here trying to prepare for the times that we live in. The events that are transpiring all around us and the areas that we need to develop. People have understanding, a Eurocentric understanding of the Daniel 70-week prophecy, but they do not relate it to 144,000. So we're going to share how the 144,000 and Daniel 70 weeks tie together. Okay, let's go to it. Okay, Yahweh, we ask that you please bless us, give us understanding as we open your word, as we get a better understanding of the times that we live in. Teach us, instruct us, and guide us. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Okay, so here we have the 70-week prophecy. Okay, the fulfillment of Daniel's 70-week prophecy. We too, this is reading out of a book, People of Color in the Bible, Establishing a Foundation. If you want the book, you know, go to the website www.peopleofcolorthenumericnumber1.com. That's www.peopleofcolorthenumericnumber1.com. And go on the books and you should see it. Okay. You should see lots of material that we have there. We too, like Paul, should press or strive toward the mark for the prize, which is the glory of Elohim. Perfection. So that is the end result of everything that we do or say. Where does Yahweh want to take us? He has a mark that he wants us to reach. When we reach this mark, he has a prize for us, the reflection of the glory of Elohim, perfection. So that's the mark of the high calling, which is in Yeshua the Messiah. Now, some will say we can't be perfect, probably, but we can only through the Spirit reach that state of perfection. Only through the Spirit can he change and mold and direct us in this way. The 144,000 purged themselves into Elohim and his word. So they were purged from themselves because we are our greatest enemy. So you are purging yourself, you are allowing Yahweh, the spirit of Elohim, to purge you of yourself. And then it's replaced with Elohim and his word. A few weeks ago, we told everybody to do what? To go and to read the word, have the word on tape, have the word on CD, play the word back to you constantly, so that it might be able to fill your soul, your mind, and your body. When you're in the car, when you're exercising, no matter where you are, fill your mind with the word of Yah, so that you can be purged of them, of yourselves. So that we might be where we might allow Elohim to dwell in us and his word. They had the faith to believe that Yahweh would live in them. That's what we have to have. Do you have faith that Yahweh will live in you, will live and dwell in you, that Elohim will live and dwell in you? How does that happen? Okay. You have three major components in a human when Yahweh created us. That's why you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. The Father is the brains of everything and coordinates everything. The Son is a reflection of Yeshua, of the Master, of the Father, allowing the Father to live in him. Then he reflects Yahweh to the world and to the angels and to everyone. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit that dwells, that is the spirit of Elohim and the spirit that dwells in us, so that his spirit might be able to take full control over us. That's what this is about. Do you believe that? Are you willing to die to self? We looked at Romans chapter 7 before, what his struggle is. And he says that, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said he tried everything. He desired to do what's right and cannot do it. He wants to do the. He finds another law in his members, warring against the law of his mind and bringing him into captivity to the law of sin and death. And then in chapter 8, it says, I thank Yahweh. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua the Messiah. Now, how many of us think that we are in Yeshua the Messiah? The only way that you can be in Yeshua the Messiah is if his spirit dwells in you 100%. Yes, and you don't sin. So that's the only way that the whole spirit will be dwelling in you fully, richly, and abundantly. And this is where we find ourselves, lost in space, trying to understand where we are going. And so, what do we find? We have to have faith that Yahweh can live in us. That means that he's going to replace our mind with his mind. We have the carnal mind, the mind of this world, the mind of Lucifer, the mind of the children of disobedience. So he has to take away the carnal mind. He has to destroy the carnal mind and give us a new mind that we might have the mind of the Messiah. Then after we get the mind, then we have to have it hold on. And as we are able to hold on to Yahweh through these critical times in Earth's history, having that faith that we might have the mind of Elohim. That's what the Bible says. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua the Messiah. That's the scripture. Okay, then you have a will. See, we have free will when Adam and Eve were created, and then they enslaved themselves. And such that the will, our will is subject to our flesh and subject to what we think we want. And the only thing that they thought that you would want is to serve Yahweh 100%. And so then with the mind, I serve the law of Yahweh, and with the flesh, the will of the flesh. And that's what the conclusion was. That's where we found ourselves in this present state or present situation. We can get the victory. Okay? And then you have the sinful flesh. So you have the warring, the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. The two are contrary, one to the other. He replaces the spirit of this world, the spirit of disobedience, with the spirit of Elohim. So the Holy Spirit with your mind, your will, chooses to obey Yahweh, and that's how you get the victory over the sinful flesh. You will always have sinful flesh. Yeshua had sinful flesh. We all have sinful flesh because that's what we inherited from Adam and Eve, our parents. And so when we awake from the situation we find ourselves in, when we realize that we have to depend on him for everything, then and only then can he make sure that we can have the faith of Yeshua. Let this mind which was in you, which be also in Yeshua the Messiah. Okay, the next part that we're going to read is, they had, it says, reflected, okay, they had the faith to believe that Yahweh would live in them. And when he lives in us now, he has to recreate us. So he's doing a recreation, like he did the 6 days of the week. He recreated the planet. He's recreating us. Okay, what does that mean? He's recreating it. Yes, he's recreating, and it's like recreation. We should have recreation because it's a recreation of ourselves. And that's what he wants to do, recreate us back into his perfect image and raise them up. He wants to raise us up to be soldiers of the cross so that he could reflect his image in and through them. So his image will what? Not just be in them, but it will be reflected through them. So that when they see us, they won't see us, but they'll see Yeshua. Now, Yeshua said many times that the works that I do are not my works, but the will of the Father. And that I do not do my will, but the will of the Father that sent me. So he did not do any of the healing, because if he did, then he wouldn't be like us. He did not do any of anything except yield himself to the Father and the Spirit, so that the Father and the Spirit can be revealed to the world. Because the works that I do, I don't do. The Father that liveth in me, he doeth the works. So that's the point where he would like for us to get in. Him living and reflecting himself through the world. The Creator was finally able to bring part of the human race back to its original state. That's what the 144,000 is all about. 144,000 as they yield their lives to Yahweh. This is the fulfillment of Daniel's 70-week prophecy. Now, there's a lot of thoughts out here on Daniel's week 70 prophecy. People have all type of things that they're talking, and some of it don't make any sense. But if you don't know the word, it will make nonsense to you, and you will follow it because you're used to following nonsense. So, let us awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the grave, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. Okay, what do I mean that this is the fulfillment of Daniel, that the 144 is the fulfillment of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy that was established or determined upon the biblical African Hebrew Israelite people? For more information on Daniel's 70th week, visit our website and join our interactive internet classes. Okay, the website that you want to go to is www.peopleofcolor, the numeric number 1.com. www.peopleofcolor, the numeric number 1.com. Okay, so how does this work? Okay, according to the Bible, this will make them also the first fruits or the first perfected group of people after the fall. So Adam and Eve were the first ones created perfect, and after they fell, they brought all the human race with them. And then when the 144,000 come forth, then they will bring back what they have lost. They would have matured in walking with the Master, matured walking with Yahweh. The other ones did not mature fast enough. So, what does that mean? Well, let's read on and see what it says. According to the Bible, this will make them also the first fruits or the first perfected group of people after the fall. What an honor to be filled with the glory of Elohim. The perfected lives of the 144,000 are a direct fulfillment of the 70 weeks of Daniel, of Daniel's prophecy. All right, let's take a break at this time and let's hear from our sponsors.
sellers. Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Being part of our study here. We are looking at the 70 weeks of Daniel prophecy as it relates to the 144,000. So let's see here, where are we? Okay, we just got finished reading about the first fruits. Okay, according to the Bible, this will make them also the first fruits, or the first perfected group of people after the fall. And so if you look through the scriptures, you will not find a perfected group of people until you come up with the 144,000. What an honor to be filled with the glory of Elohim. The perfected lives of the 144,000 are a direct fulfillment of the 70-week prophecy. Some might say, okay, how is it a fulfillment of the 70-week prophecy? Okay, we will get into that. This will become fulfilled when they become perfected and keep completely filled with the glory of Elohim. Okay, if you remember correctly, if you look at the sanctuary services, on the Day of Atonement, that was the day that everyone's sins were forgiven for that year. So your sins would pile up during the year and would come to would be stored up in the sanctuary. And at the end of each year, which was that the Day of Atonement, that your sins would be forgiven. So that was a day that you prayed and fast. That was a day that we became one with Elohim. He came down and became part with the congregation and removed their sin, so that we can become at one with Elohim. So the glory of Yahweh would fill the temple, and the priest would have to go in, and then he would sprinkle the blood before the tabernacle, before the altar, the ark, the covenant. And if he wasn't right, then he would die, and then they had a rope around him, and they would pull him out, because no one could go into the holy, most holy place and live. And so it would fill the whole house, the glory of Yahweh, the Shekinah glory. So that's what Yahweh did to his temple, to his tabernacle, and that's what we are. We are the temple of Elohim, the fulfillment of the Day of Atonement, of Yahweh filling the temple, is the same glory that he wants to fill us. He wants to so fill us so that when people see us, they don't see us. Like Moses. Moses came down from the mountain, fully lit up, his face lit up, and that people couldn't see it. So he said for him to cover it because it was making them afraid. And so that's what he wants to do. He wants his Shekinah glory. He wants his Holy Spirit to dwell in us and then be reflected out of us in every aspect of his existence. The perfected lives of the 144,000 are a direct fulfillment of the 70-week prophecy. This will become fulfilled when they become perfected and completely filled with the glory of Elohim. That's what we're talking about. That we will be filled with the glory of Elohim. And our faces will shine, and people will ask, "Who art thou?" And we can say, "The servants of the living Most High, Elohim." How will this happen? That's the question. This will happen when they are sealed. Okay? We read about the sealing of the 144,000 in the book of Revelation chapter 7. And the rest of the world, anyone who is not of the 144,000, anyone who is not of the tribes of Israel, will not be sealed. Period. The end. Now, many groups are claiming that they are spiritual Israel, all the Christian world, most of the Christian world, some of the Christian world, whatever. They claim to be that they superseded the African Hebrew Israelites. Nobody supersedes African Hebrew Israelites. Okay? That's nonsense. Now, the Bible says that you can be grafted in as a tree, but it says that you are not the root. And as a limb that's grafted in, that you can be cut off just like the original. So don't get high-minded. And that's what he says. And the church, the Christian church, the European white Christian church and organizations that are underneath them, including the black ones, they are off. Okay, so that's, they off on a tangent. Okay, it says here, this will become fulfilled when they become perfected and completely filled with the glory of Elohim. How will this happen? This will happen when they are sealed. When the sealing takes place, the prophecy will become fulfilled as they become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Okay? So that's what we're talking about. These people are going to be partakers of the what? Of the divine nature. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Then they will be able to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. They will realize why they were created and why they came into being. Now, do you know why you were created? Do you know why you came into being? Do you know your purpose on planet Earth? They will at that time. Now, there's many people that don't know their will, don't know why they're here on the planet, don't understand any of that, but that's okay. But the question is not do they understand that. The question is, have they reached the level we talked before about self-actualization to know why you are here? What is your purpose? What is your destiny? Yes, that is what we're talking about. They had reached the point of understanding their goal and purpose in life. They will have reached the level of self-actualization. They will realize why they were created and why they came into being. They will have allowed Elohim to accomplish what he had determined to do with them and to fulfill his purpose in them. What is he going to do? He's going to fulfill his purpose in them. They're not going to be ones living out their lives. Yahweh is going to be living out their lives in them, fulfilling Yahweh's purpose. For to will is to do of your good pleasure. This will be fulfilled when they become one with Elohim. When does this happen? When they become one with Elohim. Their purpose will be to seal up the vision and the prophecy of the Bible to an end or bring it to a close. What will they allow? They will allow Yahweh to accomplish what they had determined to do with them, what he had determined to do with them, and to fulfill his purpose in them. So he will accomplish his will. Their purpose will be to seal up the vision, to be sealed, and to bring the prophecy of the Bible to an end or close. This will be fulfilled when they become one with Elohim, atonement and oneness, allowing their lives to be brought into perfect harmony with Yahweh. Notice Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, clearly describes 7 points that must be fulfilled by a perfected group of people, namely the 144,000, when they are sealed during the last days of Earth's history. So listen to the writings of the Bible. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Now tell me, what other group of people this could represent? Okay. Point one. 70 weeks are determined on Daniel's people, the true biblical Hebrew Israelites, and their city. Okay. So first of all, it's telling you that this is just dealing with Daniel's people. So this is only dealing with the 144,000 for Tomorrow Last Day events. This is not referring to the great multitude which no man can number from every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, which we already read in part one of this study of the 144,000. Point two, to finish the transgression. Okay, now when they say finish the transgression, that means that they have reached perfection. That sin is no more in their life. Let's take a break and let's come back. Hear from our sponsors.
dwellers. Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
May not play like a maestro, sing like a diva, don't know the book like a scholar, sometimes in my step there's a falter, but in my heart I am praying before his glory.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this study. As we look at this, we looked at point one. Okay, as we look at these 7 points, think about them, write them down, jot them down, and then I'm going to compare it to what is traditionally taught in the churches. Okay, and then you see if any of this doesn't even make any sense. How could they say any of this when that's not what the scriptures are saying? Okay, so the first point, we said the 70 weeks are determined on Daniel's people. So the churches are not Daniel's people. Okay, that's number one. Okay, it only can be those that are Hebrews, and the only ones that qualify in last days are the 144,000. Okay, second point. Point two is to finish the transgression. Okay, so we need to find out what transgressions we are doing. Okay, we are doing transgressions and all of those transgressions. So how do you finish the transgression? Okay, so they will try to tell you, you know, that Yeshua finished the transgression. But is the transgression finished in our lives? No. So in their lives, it'll be finished. Point three, to make an end of sin. So they will make an end of sin in their life. And during the 103.5 years, during the Great Tribulation, during the 7 last plagues, that they will not be able to sin again. And so anyone who's on earth cannot sin, because Yeshua, as our high priest, would have left his high priestly role and interceding for us. That's what he does now. The Bible says he ever leadeth to make intercession for us. That's in Hebrews. Read the book of Hebrews and you will see. Okay? So he's in heaven interceding for us. And so when the plagues start to fall, he says in chapter 15 that the temple is filled with the glory of Yah and no one can enter in. So the ministry of the high priest, the ministry of Yahweh, Yeshua, can no longer continue. And so during the time of the 7 last plagues to his second coming, no sin can be forgiven. So only those that are perfected can live through that time frame, live through the 7 last plagues. Now, anybody and everybody can live through the 7 seals, the 7 trumpets, but not the 7 plagues without sinning. Okay, you could be sinning during that time and you'll be put to death. So that the mercy of Yahweh will save you, because he can't take you through the Great Tribulation. He can't take you through the 7 last plagues during this time. Okay, point 4, to make reconciliation for iniquity. So he's going to reconcile us back to Yahweh, and that is by removing sin out of our lives. Point 5 is to bring in everlasting righteousness. So this would be the first time that everlasting righteousness, we brought in righteousness that will live forever. That's everlasting. So up until today, everlasting righteousness is not coming. People will tell you that Yahshua brought in everlasting. No, he couldn't have, because people are still sinning. Everlasting righteousness doesn't exist. So after Yeshua come back, we'll live and reign with him for 1,000 years. And that's when everlasting righteousness will be reigned in. Point 6, to seal up the vision and the prophecy. Okay, so this is sealing up what? The vision and the prophecy. So the vision is we're going to come to a conclusion, and the prophecy of this vision. And point 7 is to anoint the most holy. Not the most holy person. It didn't say anoint the most high. It says anoint the most holy. In the Old Testament, the most holy place is in the temple over in the tabernacle. And it's called the second apartment. So inside of there, that's what's going to be anointed, not Yeshua as our high priest. Okay, let's look at these points clearly as it is traditionally taught, so that we can see if any of this makes any sense. Okay, when we read Daniel chapter 9, let's look at that for a minute. Let me pull that up for us. Okay, when we look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, what do we find? It says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Notice, it didn't say on the Christian world. And that's what they say, on the Christian world. It doesn't say that. That's first of all. Okay? 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Whose people? Yahweh's people. Which is who? The Israelites. The African Hebrew Israelites that we have studied. Seventy weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city. So what city? The city that everyone's over there fighting over now. To finish the transgression. Is transgression finished? Is transgression finished in your life? Is transgression finished in the world? No. To make an end of sin. Is there end of sin in our lives? Is there end of sin in the world? No. And to make reconciliation for iniquity. They would say that Yeshua made reconciliation for iniquity when he died as the Lamb of Elohim. And to bring in everlasting righteousness. Is everlasting righteousness brought in? Are we living during 1,000 years? No. And to seal up the vision and the prophecy. Is the vision and the prophecy fulfilled? No. and to anoint the most holy. Okay? The most holy would represent most likely the most holy place. So this is how 70 weeks are taught in the traditional Christian world and sometimes the non-Christian world. We try to guide one through, if you go up on our website, www.peopleofcolornumeric1.com, and if you will go to the place where it says events, and you click on the events, and you see a chart, you click on the last day events, and then you scroll down until it says hit the class, and then you hit the class, and then you scroll down again, and you should come to the 70 weeks at the end. Okay. So what this is telling us, or what they are trying to tell us, we try to guide one through the various viewpoints held by the many churches. Pre-tribulation, there's three groups mainly, pre-trib, mid-tribs, and post-tribs. Most have the idea that the 70 weeks all started with the decree to rebuild Jerusalem and the rebuilding of the temple. Back with Darius and Artaxerxes. So that's where people say that's when it occurs. Then many groups pick up with the baptism of John the Baptist for baptizing the Messiah. Okay? So it says many groups pick up with the baptism of the Messiah. So they say 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. It says, we can read it, okay? Read the next verse, verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks. Okay, so they're saying that the 70 weeks of year, see now, first of all, they convert the 70 weeks into 70 weeks of years. Even though it never says weeks of years, it says 70 weeks. So that's your first mistake. Converting days into years. Okay? So think about that. Before we go back, and we'll hear from our sponsor for the last time for this study.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Okay, we were looking here at Daniel chapter 9, and we were reading in verse number 24. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. So this adds up to be 69 weeks. So if you got 7, 62 is 60 plus 2, 62 is 3 times 2 is 60 plus 2. So if you add the 62 weeks and the 7 weeks together, you get 69 weeks. So there's 1 week left. Okay, so this is where most people are. Okay, they are saying from the sighting until the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks. The streets shall be built again. So it's talking about the streets during the time of Nehemiah. Okay, and the streets shall be built again, and the walls, even in troublous times. And we know during the time of Nehemiah, they were troublous. Okay, during the time of Ezekiel, it was hard building the temple. And after 62 weeks, so it divides up the first, the 7 weeks, then it divides up another 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off. Okay, and they say from that time of Ezra and Nehemiah till the time of the Messiah was 63 weeks. So they say 7 weeks of years. Okay, so that was the first one. So if you multiply 7 weeks of years, so that'd be 7 years. And then they said 62 weeks. Okay, so that would be 49 years, the first 7 weeks. Because 7 times 7 is 49. And then you're going to multiply 49 No, then you're going to multiply 7 times 62. Okay, so that you can get 62 weeks. And that gives you 439. And if you add in the 49 weeks, which they like to add in, which stands for the 7 weeks, you get 483 years. So they're saying from that time all the way up until the Messiah was 439 years. And if you add a 7 to 489, you get 490, which would mean 70 weeks. 70 times 7 is 490. And so they say that these are 490 years instead of 490 days, as the Bible proclaims. And they use the day for year prophecy, because they say that in Ezekiel it says that the prophecy is as a day is as one day with Yahweh. Okay, fine. Okay, so they say in verse number 26, and after 62 weeks, that's 489 years, they say, shall Messiah be cut off. Okay, they're saying that's, but not for himself, and the people of the prince shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of wars and desolations are determined. Okay, so they're saying here in verse 26, and after 66 weeks, after the 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off. So this is after 483 years, they said that that was the crucifixion of the Messiah, but not for himself. And the people, okay, and so that's when they said the Messiah died, and then after that you had in 70 AD the destruction of Jerusalem. And they did destroy the city and the sanctuary. So, since there is a moving time frame of which particular decree you use, some will say that this was at the time of Cyrus and Ezra, with Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, three different time frames. One with Nehemiah, one with Daniel, and one with Ezra. That was there. So those are the three time frames that they're using. And then some say that many pick up that 483 years or the 69 weeks ended at the baptism of the Messiah by John the Baptist. And then there's 1 week left. And so some say that this 1 week that's left goes all the way to his, that the Messiah lived on earth for 1.5 weeks. In the midst of the week shall be cut off. Okay, and in verse number 27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And they say that he's confirmed, Yeshua confirmed the covenant with his disciples for 1 week or 7 years. And in the midst of the week shall he cause sacrifice and oblation to cease. Okay, so they were saying that Yeshua came to preach at 30 years old, and at 33 and a half years he was crucified. So that was like 3.5 days or 3.5 years that he lived and taught his disciples. And then he was cut off in the midst of the week. And it shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And on the day that he died, yes, the curtain was ripped from top to bottom, and there was to be no more acceptance of the sacrificial offering system. Because now the priest, the Lamb of Elohim, was being crucified. And then Yahweh, Yeshua, would go to heaven and become the high priest. Okay, then they move forward and they say, He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and he shall cause the sacrifice of oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even to the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Okay, so what we have here is that at the end of all of these things, many people will say that at the crucifixion, some, not all of them, in the midst of the week he died, from his baptism to his death, and then the stoning of Stephen marked that last week, the end of the 70-week prophecy, with the stoning of Stephen, okay? And so that was another 3.5 years after that, after the crucifixion was Stephen stoned. And so that's how some look at the 70-week prophecy. Now, then you have the others, like I said, there is pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib. Okay, the post-trib people, now each one of these relate to when the Messiah will take his people off the earth. So the pre-tribs people, or pre-millennialist people, pre-trib, they mean before the tribulation begins. They believe the 70th week is the tribulation. So they break up the prophecy at the Messiah's coming, at the Messiah's death, at his baptism. That's where they end it. And then they say this last week, they're going to throw it to the future. Now, there is no justification for throwing this in the future. There is no justification of any prophecy in the past that divided up into two different time frames. So this is all nonsense, but this is all garbage, but this is the only way that they can teach you a lie that you might be damned because you believe not the truth. So the pre-tribs say that the tribulation will last 1 week, and that is the 70th week from there. No biblical evidence to support that whatsoever, except for what we just said. So they teach, and so they believe in a rapture. So their teaching is that the people of Yahweh will be raptured. The Christians will be raptured off the planet, even though the word raptured does not exist in the Bible. Okay? So they're making up new terms as they go along. So the people are going to be raptured and taken off the planet. So that's what people want to hear. So they will give you what you want to hear, not what the book says. So once you do that, once you have the prophecy, once you've been raptured off the planet, then the 70 weeks is concluded. And then you'll come back after the tribulation. Now, the Bible never promised us a bed of ease. And that's what they promised. This prosperity gospel is promising you a lot of lies, that you're supposed to believe that everything will be hunky-dory. You don't have to worry about it. But there's no such thing as that. So as you move forward in time, you move to the mid-trib. Now, the mid-tribs people, what they believe is that in the middle of the tribulation, 3.5 years into the tribulation, just as we're saying that the sacrifice and oblation will cease in the middle of the tribulation, that we only have to go through half the tribulation, and then Yahweh will rapture us out of the last 3.5 years. Even though there is no scripture to say or imply any such thing, pagan, European paganism mixed into philosophy. So that's what the mid-tribs believe. And then they'll be raptured. Like we said, there's no rapture. There's no such word as rapture in the Bible. Okay? Then you have the post-trib people. Now, the post-trib people believe that after the 70 weeks has already occurred. Okay? So they believe that the 70 weeks ended at the stoning of Stephen. And so the post-trib people believe that we will, that after the tribulation is over, that we'll all have to go through the tribulation. But he says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, for it gives endurance, strength, and all of those well-defined characteristics. And so as you move into that space there, then they say that after that, then the Messiah will come back. And when the Messiah will come back at the end of the tribulation, and there will be no rapture, he will take his people and they go to the holy city, and the 1,000-year will begin. Now, the only problem with the post-trib people, all of them, post-trib, pre-trib, mid-trib, they all make 70 weeks of years. And that Bible didn't say that. It says 70 weeks. So my understanding is that this is happening under the 70 weeks, 70 days, 490 days, not 490 years. And so none of this has started as of yet. Okay, so that's what makes us different. And the prophecy of what we're teaching, strikingly different from them. And so there's only one group of people that can fulfill these things, as we read earlier. The 144,000 does all of these things. And so, where does this put us? Okay. All right. It says here,